Hello, peeps. Happy Tuesday, and welcome back to the podcast. This is your host, Noemi, aka Coffee with Curls. And I hope everyone had a great weekend. What did you guys do? As for me, I went to check out a Pacific Rim movie. It was actually pretty good. So if you guys get a chance, I definitely suggest checking it out. If you don't know by now, I actually go to the movie every week, every weekend. This is the thing that me and my husband are into. So that's our thing. And we also got a chance to go check out a casino-themed birthday party, which is pretty cool. Pretty cool. So that was how my weekend went. So as always, I always have time to reflect. I tend to do that very often. And so I was really thinking about the power of letting go of our old stories and learning how to rewrite a new one, right? I'll share this for some of you that may not know. I'm actually born and raised in East New York, Brooklyn. My mom is from Dominican Republic and my father is from Puerto Rico. And I'm an 80s baby, so 80s in East New York, Brooklyn, when I tell you it was a tough one, it was definitely tough. I've seen all kinds of things from, you know, folks getting high. Unfortunately, I've seen people get killed and all kinds of stuff. And so my environment was not what I would consider, many wouldn't consider to be ideal in raising children. But I learned a lot from the streets, you know. Actually, some of the stuff I learned in the streets is makes me a good businesswoman now. You know, I don't hide where I came from. I'm actually, you know, it's made me who I am. My past is only part of the story of the stuff that I was able to achieve and conquer through my life, right? And what I've noticed, and this is something I had to learn within the years, right? Because practice makes perfect. But getting stuck in the same story, especially a negative story, that doesn't really help you grow anymore, right? I remember, how do I say this? I used to work in this pharmaceutical company in Long Island for many years, maybe about I'll say more than 10 years, and great people that I work with. I make friendships. They were almost like second family to me. But for a long time, the only conversation we really held on to was the stuff that went on there. There was a lot of negativity, you know, bosses talking crazy. And there wasn't really a sense of growth. I mean, there's a difference between venting, but getting stuck in a story, right? I think when you vent, you can say, okay, I'm going to vent for a couple of minutes, get this out of my chest, work through it, instead of just retelling the same story and feeling like you're stuck, you're not able to move forward. And so, in addition, me being aware of the stuff that I tell myself, the awareness of that is very important because in order for me to even grow, I cannot continue to be in that space, right? Because that space of telling yourself something negative and repeating that over and over and over really is not conducive when you're trying to grow and become a better person, right? And I think that the best gift that we have to give ourselves is the gift of rewriting our own story. So, for example, if we don't like something and it's been going on for years, whatever it is, the fact that we can take it on our own hands and just change it, that is so powerful. The power of change is real. And I always say that to a lot of people when I have conversations. When we just know that we have that power to change the narrative of our lives, we can write any kind of book, chapter of how we want our own life to go. It took me a while to get there, but just like everybody else, you know, it's about self-awareness and realizing that you have power of your life more than you realize. And it's just something to kind of, you know, keep in mind, you know. Growth is good. It can be painful at time, but all in all, it just takes you to a different place and you get to learn more about yourself. So I hope that this episode lets you reflect on your own story, and I hope that you really know that you have the power in the narrative to do what it is that you love to do. You can follow me on all things Coffee with Curls. And hey, leave me a message or hit me up on my DM and let me know what you thought about this brief episode. I hope everyone has a great evening, and I will chat with you guys soon. Have a good one.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.